At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game.
Starting lineups are brought to you by Rakuten, Andrew Wiggins, and Draymond Green at the forward line, with Kevon Looney starting for his 130th consecutive game, second on the current active streak behind Mikal Bridges of Phoenix, who's at 326. Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson will be the guard line. They're coming off a huge night for both of them in Houston. 10 threes for Klay Thompson in Houston. Clippers 11-7, counter with Amir Coffey, Marcus Morris Sr., Ivica Zubats, Terrence Mann, and Reggie Jackson. They're brought to you by Rakuten. Keys of the game brought to you by CarMax, delivered by Tom Tolbert.
Clippers always do a pretty good job of defending Steph Curry, especially on the strong side. They show really hard. They stay with him. So against the Clippers, the roll man is going to be important on those screens, except for Steph. And the weak side spacing and weak side shooting will also be a factor tonight. If they're going to play the strong side that well, and they're going to give so much of their attention to the strong side, which is basically saying they're going to give so much of their attention to Steph, the guys on the weak side and the roll guy will be critically important to the offense.
Well, the Clippers under Tyronn Lue love to switch, and they have a roster full of similar long wings. And this is a team, I don't know if you'd want to face them in a playoff game, if they're a playoff series, if they're healthy, because they're going to switch everything.
That's a capital if they're healthy.
If they're healthy, yes.
Never healthy. But if they are, I agree. You have two top 10, top 15 guys and a bunch of guys who can defend, a bunch of guys who can switch, a bunch of vets on this team. And they do play defense, second in the league in defensive efficiency.
Well, Warriors wearing their City Edition jerseys. Looney and Zubac jump. Looney wins the tip. Warriors with those black jerseys. Gold numbers in the backside, white letters in the backside. Draymond Green goes cruising on the baseline. Pass to Wiggins, left corner. The jumper doesn't go. And the rebound taken down by Jackson. Jackson to the front court, goes all the way on Klay Thompson, and Klay picked his pocket, a steal by Klay, and the ball goes to Curry down the right side. Warriors going right to left on your radio dial. Curry with a bounce pass to Looney, bounce pass Wiggins, just that easy, coming in from the baseline, a dunk for Wiggins, and the Warriors have the first bucket of the night.
And there you go, slip and a pass, and it was a beauty.
Clippers with red numbers in the backside, blue letters, blue Clippers up front with the number in red as well. Pass by Zubats, blocked by Wiggins. Curry takes it the other way. On the break, stops, and it's a new Millennium fast break, but the three ball goes off the front rim of the glass, and no good. Clippers allowing 105.8 per contest, second in the association. Zubats fakes a handoff to Morris. Gets a toss up top. Coming off the screen, getting downhill was Coffey, and he throws the pass, which Tom's expert analysis says sailed out of bounds.
Sailing.
Maybe Giannis could have gotten that. Maybe.
Yeah, on a trampoline.
Yes.
And well, interesting. I looked at their efficiency numbers, Tim. I knew they weren't very good so far this year offensively. 26th in the league.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you just go get points, they're dead last. Klay Thompson spins, good takes beat. Jackson downstairs, falls down. Ball knocked away by Jackson, a steal. And they have now stolen the ball from each other. Morris trailing, takes the three and hits it above the break on the right side. The Warriors really messed that up.
Him and his brother have had really nice careers.
Curry
nice
goes up with an over-the-head flip over Morris. It's up and good. Curry hit the deck. But a spectacular shot by Curry makes it 4-3 Golden State.
He's scoring a lot more in the paint this year than he did last year.
I don't think anybody in the league's finishing better than Steph.
He's incredible this year.
Morris shoots over Steph on a switch. No good ball. Tipped away by Draymond. Nicely done. So Looney able to run it down on the baseline to the far side. Wiggins will take it, comes middle off a series of screens, now goes right, throws it back to Looney, doesn't look at the basket, over to Draymond, hand off Thompson. Thompson back to Draymond, stolen by Morris, too predictable, and back-to-back turnovers for Klay Thompson and the Dubs. Now penetration on the play there by Mann, almost ran over Curry, gets it back from the corner and hits a three. At 6-4, Clippers lead by two.
Yeah, well, Steph was still stumbling backwards, and Mann got his composure and just went back to the three-point line.
The way Tom got in a Christopher Cross reference with about 10-15 to go in the first quarter.
I don't even like that song.
That was probably the earliest Christopher Cross reference in NBA history. Klay Thompson with a shot goes up, no good. And Jackson with a foul. That's going to put Klay Thompson to the free throw line.
I should have went with Sticks.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, that's a much better sailing.
Come Sail Away?
Yeah, exactly. Have you?
Did they do Mr. Roboto?
They did, yes. Okay. Have you ever seen Klay shoot a jump hook?
No.
I've never seen him shoot a jump hook.
Now, I've seen him, you know, he can post up. He's good at that.
Yes. And it's usually a turnaround jumper.
Right.
He'll put the body into you, get that separation, and then kind of step back, fade away a little bit, but never kind of it wasn't a full jump hook, but it was close to a jump hook.
Last year, Clippers, again, they were banged up. They were 42-40, good for ninth in the West, but lost in the play-in bracket. So because they don't keep records of that, we're not really sure. Jackson with the handle, off a brush screen by Mann, gets to the left wing. Tie ball game, 3 minutes gone by. Zubats with a high pass to Morris, good closeout by Wiggins. Thompson almost got another steal. Mann takes him, shoots a tough fadeaway over the top, lands with a thud. Zubats with the offensive rebound, back to Mann for a layup. And again, Golden State had two guys standing at half court.
And weak side fell asleep a little bit, too.
8-6 Clippers. Curry, cross grain, over to Draymond. Waits for Curry, nice. Gets on the right sideline. Bounce pass to Wiggins. Wiggins up top, Thompson, catch and shoot three. Good for Klay.
Oh, he's dialed in right now.
9-8, Warriors lead by one.
Not only is he dialed in, he's being more patient, too. I mean, first half of that Houston game, he kind of got a little greedy. But for the most part, he's just kind of letting the offense work for him right now.
Jackson, white headband, drives into trouble. Locked up by Wiggins. Bounce pass to the wing. Now coming downhill and getting up nice. And in with a bucket. It's Amir Coffey. Get nice. To the straight line, drive pass ahead to Curry, who gets it and lays it in.
Way to run
six
the court.
Lead change.
Yeah.
11-10 Warriors.
Terrible transition D.
7:48 remaining quarter number one. Jackson driving, floating, no good. Ball tipped away by Zubats. It's out of bounds to the Warriors.
Is there some sort of archive we can find the playing game records and stats and stuff like that?
It's a secret archive. Wiggins drives the lane. Pass back to Looney. A little 14-footer up, but good for Kevon Looney. It's now 13-10. The Warriors up by three.
Let's call Nicolas Cage. He'll find it for us.
Exactly. Yes. Coffey down. Left-hand floater up, but good over Klay Thompson. Coffey showing very good energy here.
Yeah, and they're doing a real nice job attacking the paint, trying to get all the way to the rim.
Wiggins with a dribble near wing. Hand off to Curry. Now to Looney. Curry tries to go backdoor, held by Jackson. Looney gets it right sideline to Thompson. Down to Draymond. Back to Looney. Up top to Wiggins. He's open for three. Short. Good possession, though. Good look. Morris with the rebound. Dishes out to Jackson. Jackson, shiver move through his Zubac screen. Down the lane. Pass back to Zubac. He is fouled on the catch. That's on Wiggins. Timeout. 6:42 to go first quarter. 13-12 Warriors. On the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 13-12 Warriors on top with 6:42 to go first quarter. Our Twitter question brought to you by Kia. As always, we want to know where and how are you listening. Plus, in honor of the holiday, what are you thankful for? You can hit us up on Twitter at Warriors Fox, Warriors VOX, or send me an email, Timroy, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E, at Warriors.com. So what are you thankful for? Well, we get back to action here. The Clippers will have the ball. Zubac was fouled on the catch. It'll be a side out. Clippers going without Kawhi Leonard tonight. No Brandon Boston, the junior, and Jason Preston. They're on G League assignment. Musa Diabate, a two-way contract. Paul George out with a right hamstring strain as well. Morris gives the ball to Coffey. Coffey runs Curry through a screen, gets Draymond, says, oh, I'll shoot over Draymond, and he hit it.
Coffey's got it going right now.
He does.
I mean, he's playing downhill, which a lot of this Clipper team likes to do. Not a huge three-point shooting team, but they shoot it a pretty good clip when they're healthy.
He's percolating. Shot up no good.
Thank you.
Foul by Looney. So, Looney picks up the foul. Second team foul on Golden State. They're, again, those are the kind of fouls, the silly ones. He had no chance of getting that rebound. Jackson penetrates, goes by Looney, and scores.
I mean, they're just killing him with penetration right now.
Yeah, the Warrior defense has not been good here. 16-13, 7-0 Clipper run. They lead by three. Draymond to Thompson. Thompson waits, pass to Looney, down the box. Thompson cuts off Looney, goes baseline, shoots a very difficult shot, got fouled again. Second time they have fouled Klay Thompson in the act of shooting. Coffey picks up his first, and Klay gets to the free throw line.
And bailed him out on that one.
Yes, they did.
Because that was going to be a difficult shot.
And Thompson back to the stripe to shoot two. Well, Steve Kerr talked about Klay Thompson returning to form.
The biggest thing is that Klay, over the last two games that he played, he shouldn't have done the Knicks game before that. He just showed way more patience and just took better shots. And that's usually the way it works. You know, if you're patient and you wait for good shots and you move the ball, then the game tends to reward you.
Warriors down one after Thompson buries a couple of free throws. Jackson gets a screen, goes left-handed this time, no good, and a foul. Fouls on Looney. That's going to be his second.
Well, right off the bat,
wow,
they are going to have to figure out a way to stop this penetration. If you want to entice them to shoot from the perimeter a little bit more, you can do that. Because, like I said, this isn't a team that's relying on threes. It's all relative. Everybody shoots a lot of threes in the NBA now. But they're a team that loves to get downhill and get going. And they're probably looking at the Warriors right now going, hey, this is a team that we can get downhill against. They haven't played very well in the defensive end. Jackson makes the first free throw. They don't have a great shot blocker in there, although Draymond can do a decent job. Now Green comes in for Looney, so they're getting even smaller. So that'll entice them even more. And it's going to be even more important for the Warriors to try to cut off the lane.
So Jackson gives the Clippers a two-game lead. Dubs Giving deals are almost here, starting Friday, November 25th. Pay no ticket fees to remaining home games. Chase cardholders get early access, big discounts, Warriors gear, camps, upcoming Chase Center shows. Go to Warriors.com to save. Free throws good, 18-15. Draymond penetrates his runner up, but good over Morris. Took it right hard to him and flipped it up and in. 18-17, Clippers lead by one. Jackson might have carried it right there. No call. Ball knocked out of bounds by Jamichael Green, a former Clipper. Draymond's coming over telling Mark Davis. Hey, that's a carry. I mean, he physically stopped and then started again. Jordan Poole comes in. Wiggins out. So Poole getting an early call here. Let's see if we can get him jump-started. Usually plays better when he's playing with a couple of the starters. Morris with a contested jumper over Draymond. Air ball. I think Draymond got a piece of that. Draymond penetrates. Now gets it over to Poole in the corner. Throws it up top. Thompson will fire. Three ball above the break on the right side. Warriors up by two. And Klay Thompson has half of their points. It's 20-18. The Clippers want a timeout. 5:06 to go first quarter. On the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 5:06 to go, first quarter. We've had eight lead changes. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, topside here in the DoorDash broadcast booth. And the Warriors hopefully continue to play a little bit better as they head toward the quarter pole. In fact, Tom, I had done a little check on Golden State after the 0-5 road trip, and not counting the game in New Orleans. Over a seven-game period, the Warriors were top 10 offense and defense. So they were playing a little bit better. John Wall is on the floor. Good to see him back in the NBA in a big way. Morris with a dribble. Up top, guarded by Jamichael Green. Forced up a jump shot. Barely got the front rim, and Draymond with a rebound. Had a good box out on Zubica. Now waiting. Hand off Poole. Poole blasting in. Gets it to Jamichael Green in the corner. Finds Klay Thompson. Thompson pulls up off the dribble. He hits again. He is 3-for-3. 2-for-2 from three and 4-for-4 from the line.
He doesn't even see the defender right now.
22-18. Warriors lead by four. Zubats come out, screens for Jackson. Jackson picks up the dribble, doubled. Zubats gets it middle. Drop step on Klay Thompson, gets to that jump hook. Turning left shoulder and flipped it up and in.
That's just a big man against a little man right there.
Draymond Green, nice back door to Klay Thompson, goes up, flipped it up, no good, got fouled. Morris's momentum came into Klay, who stopped on a dime. And Klay has been fouled three times shooting in the first 8 minutes of the game.
I need to go back and look and see how many.
Yes?
Hold on a second.
You stopped.
I know. I stopped myself. I was in mid-thought.
The car screeched to a halt.
It's called a cliffhanger, Tim.
Kuminga comes in, and Draymond Green goes out. Norman Powell comes in as well. He's been playing really well for the Clippers. Kevon Looney, teammate at UCLA. And Klay hits one of two from the free throw line, so that free throw is the first thing he's missed all game. 23-20. Warriors lead with 4 minutes to go in the first. We have an offensive foul, and this is on Reggie Jackson. His second foul.
Let me finish my train of thought.
Yes.
As I suspected. Mm-hmm. That's Clay's high in free throw attempts this year. And we have 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter.
That's one thing the Warriors have to get better at. They have to get better at getting to the free throw line. You have Klay, Poole, and Steph. You've got to get to the free throw line.
Well, I mean, look, it sounds great. Steph and Jordan, yes. Especially Jordan. Jordan can do a better job of getting to the rim. Klay just is who Klay is.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm just saying as a team, because of those guys can shoot free throws, they need to get to the line more.
That I would agree with. You just got to figure out how to do it.
Poole waits, and Powell knocked it away from him out of bounds. The shot clock's at nine. It's going to be a sideline inbounds on what would be the east sideline here at Chase.
I mean, Jordan should shoot for four and a half a game, because he can finish. He's a good finisher, too. He's not Steph. But he can finish.
Klay Thompson with a catch. They leave him alone. Takes a dribble. The three's up, no good. Oh, Jamichael Green went for the slam and hit it off the back rim. Powell on the break. Goes down the lane, sweeped it up and in as he stepped around Jordan Poole for the easy bucket. It's 23-22. Got to do a better job defending there. Curry off a screen. Three ball, good. Curry. Powell tried to fight through the screen instead of going over the top. And Curry made him pay, 26-22. Curry now with 7 points. Wall to Powell. Powell to Zubac, knocked away. Kuminga got a hand in there. Curry on the break, finds Jordan Poole. No good, jammed home by Kuminga.
That's why you run the court. Run it hard, never assume you're going to make a layup, and you find yourself with a rebound and a bucket.
Warriors up 6 with 2:50 to go. First quarter of play. Zubac to Wall. Wall flipped it over to Batum. A right angle three. No good. Curry the rebound. Chest pass to Thompson. Right on target for a dunk. A step and a slam. And Tyronn Lue has to call timeout again. Well, when players are taught how to pass, you try to lead your guy to the rim, and yep. Curry with a beautiful pass, Tom.
Oh, absolutely. You throw it and let him go get it. Don't throw it to where he is. Throw it to where he's going to be. And that was a perfect pass. All Clay had to do is catch it, dunk it.
Well, Steve Kerr says the Warriors are trending in the right direction.
We're on a better path than we were a couple weeks ago. And I think during that seven-game stretch, we're top 10 in both offensive and defensive efficiency. So we're showing signs. We're still trying to raise some young players and have them, you know, learn to grow together in the rotation. Some of them in the rotation, some of them not. So there are growing pains, but it does feel like we're heading in the right direction.
Well, they lead the Clippers by 8. Klay Thompson with 15 points in the first quarter. 4 of 5 and 5 of 6 shooting for Thompson. Our Twitter question brought to you by Kia. Where and how you listen? And what are you thankful for? 7777. Listening on 95.7 The Game. Our flagship station has ESPN muted. We appreciate the support there. And he's thankful Klay had the dam break or floodgates burst. 15-4 run for the Warriors, last 2:51. Joey's thankful for Draymond Green. Warriors didn't win championships until he showed up. He's on Twitter at Warriors Vox. Warriors VOX. Clippers with the ball going left to right. Powell from Wall. Powell now sees Dante DiVincenzo in front of him, and Curry steps around both, penetrates to the corner. Moore swings it up top. Wall for three. Front rim glass no good. Rebound deflected and caught off the glass by Jamichael Green. He sprints up the floor to screen for DiVincenzo. No look to Curry. Double pump fake. High off the window. No good. And Batum with a rebound.
Nifty pass by DiVincenzo.
Former Trailblazer hands off to Morris, who's played for too many teams to mention. Wall. Outside right, working on Curry. Bounce pass over to Morris. Morris, the long bomb up from the left sidelines, up and good. 30-25. He's really done a nice job of becoming a much better three-point shooter in the latter stages of his career. Curry backs up Batum, shoots over the top, missed that. Wall the rebound with a minute 40 to go in the quarter. Golden State's lead is 5. Wall, good fake on Kuminga. Throws in the corner. Powell ready to shoot. Hits a 3 right in front of the Warrior bench.
And that's what the Warriors did a better job of during that 3-minute stretch, cutting off penetration. That time Wall penetrates, kicks it to Powell in the corner for the 3.
Curry to Thompson. Thompson waiting. Finds Kuminga on the right wing. Klay gets it back. Drives on Morris. Pump fake. Nowhere to go. Throws the corner. Stolen by Batum. And Batum gets it ahead. Wall now with it. After Covington was the conduit. Wall behind the back is fouled by DiVincenzo on the drive. And Wall to shoot 2.
Oh, nifty.
It was nice.
Went left, put it around his back. Sidestep, went right, got fouled, got himself a trip to the free throw line.
Well, the one thing tonight, even though the Clippers don't have George, they don't have Luke Kennard, they don't have Kawhi Leonard, you're going to have to win this game. Yes. This is a good defensive team, as you pointed out, and they're well coached, and they've got pros out there playing, guys who are veterans, men.
Well, they got 10, 11 deep when they're healthy, so you miss 3. You still got, you know, 7 guys, 8 guys maybe you can still throw out there and give you really, really nice minutes.
And the second free throw for Wall is true, and the Clippers with a 7-0 burst in 50 seconds, and it's a 1-point lead for the Warriors. Ball to DiVincenzo, won't shoot the 3. Dribble drive into Kuminga, who hits an over-the-head dunk. He was left alone. Really near him.
I think DiVincenzo is going to drive in for a layup. And all of a sudden, Kuminga was standing there.
Was like, whoa.
Here, you take it.
45 seconds remaining. Quarter number one. Powell comes over, screens. So Wall gets Curry as a result. Almost traveled. Got it under the wing. Coffey. Dribble handoff. Got to Covington. Covington skipped to Batum. Back to Wall. Two to shoot. Wall double clutches. It's up and almost banked it in. Jamichael Green with a rebound. Poole in the front court. 23 seconds left. Pass for Jamichael Green. A whistle and a foul. And this will go against the Clippers. Norman Powell picks up the foul.
Well, the thing is, you're missing your two best players in another rotational piece. And you look at all the Clippers on the court right now, they could be in the rotation for most teams in the NBA.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they
absolutely.
Got that's how deep they are.
Draymond Green comes in for Jamichael Green, the final possession and change in the quarter. DiVincenzo will toss it in. Finds Draymond over to Kuminga. Kuminga holds it, waits. Back over to Curry, left sideline. Dribble drive on Powell. Down the lane, goes up, stripped, and goes tumbling down on the play. Face first on the floor. It's out of bounds to the Warriors with 9 to shoot. 13.8 to go in the quarter.
I thought they got a little lucky there in that. Not only get the ball back, but that was way too soon to go at the rim.
Right. Curry, far side of the basket, now gets it to Kuminga. Kuminga dribbles, shoots a tough fadeaway, no good, not the kind of shot you wanted. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Wall goes behind the back, dribbled it off his foot, in trouble, gets it to the corner. Coffey fakes and doesn't get it off in time. The quarter ends with the Warriors leading by three. They had 12 buckets on 10 assists. Klay Thompson was 15, 32-29 at the end of one. On the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Klay Thompson, 12 of his last 16 threes over a five-quarter stretch. And overall, 18 of his last 28 shots in that same stretch. He's got 15. Warriors lead by 3, 32-29. We're in the DoorDash broadcast booth this Wednesday night before the holiday. We're asking our Twitter question, what are you thankful for? Where and how are you listening? And what are you thankful for? So you can chime in at Tim Roy of Warriors.com or Warriors Box.
Klay, 20 points first quarter last game, 15 tonight. Talk about getting off to fast starts.
Yeah. Tyronn Lue now having a discussion with Trey Maddox about something. And Powell over participating in that as well. The Warrior bench didn't extend the lead, but they didn't really. The Warriors' largest lead was 8 in that quarter. But again, Draymond playing with this group now, with Wiggins, Poole, DiVincenzo, and Lamb. So let's see how this five does. They'll start the second quarter in a zone defense. John Wall brings up Batum for a screen. Gets the screen, comes middle, bounce pass over to Coffey. He'll split traffic, back to Wall. Open for a three straight on, no good. DiVincenzo steps to the rebound. Leaves it for Wiggins. We're dead even with rebounds, which is always a good thing. Wiggins draws a crowd, finds Poole open, left side, no good. Rebound deflected, Batum has it, hand off to Powell. Powell backs up Draymond down the lane. The left hand finishes up and good.
Boy, they've had some really nice finish, some clever finishes.
You finish over Draymond like that, you're doing something.
And make it look relatively easy.
DiVincenzo, left sideline. Wiggins will flash through. Draymond gets it. Handoff right back to Dante. Back to Draymond. Now a down screen. Nice. Wiggins gets wide open for the lay-in. Both defenders ran at Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole with a little gravity there.
How many times over the years have we seen that work?
Oh,
I mean, hundreds.
Million. A simple exchange.
Yep.
You want to get open? Go set a screen. At least that's what my coach told me. I guess he wanted me to do something. Batum with a jumper. Spins around and out. Rebound to DiVincenzo. DiVincenzo off a drag screen. Terminates the dribble. Pass over to Lamb in the corner. Shovel the hand off to Wiggins. Wiggins puts it on the deck. Goes down. The lane goes up. Rebound Draymond over to Lamb. To Poole. To DiVincenzo. Left angle three. Swish.
How about that ball movement?
Outstanding.
All the way around the horn.
Swing, swing, swing. Wall. Skip pass to Powell. Powell. Pump fake. Head bob. And a foul call. My goodness.
You must call the foul on the head bob, Tim. You know that. Just jerk your head back like you're about to get decapitated. Give it the foul.
The Warriors need to start teaching that to their players. They need to, it could be a teaching point. Maybe you can have the Tom Tolbert head bob.
We could do that. Nelly would have taught that to his players. There's no doubt about that.
Covington misses a three. Warriors get the board and the ball. DiVincenzo dribbles it over to Draymond. Right sideline, skipped it middle, Wiggins. Straightens up, lets it fly. Three ball for Wiggins. The Warriors now knocking down some threes here. 5-11 so far, and they lead by nine. It's their largest lead of the game, 40-31. Powell shoveled over the wall. Standing right where it says Chase of Chase Center. Back to Powell on the left sideline. His jumper won't go. Wiggins, defensive rebound. Forward hand off to Poole. Poole pulls up, heat check three, no good. And rebound to Powell, got it to Coffey. Coffey has Covington, but nobody stops the ball. He goes right to the rim and gets fouled by DiVincenzo. DiVincenzo trying to save a layup. And that's going to bring a couple of free throws for the Clippers.
Just for clarification, can you do a heat check three when you're 0-2?
Didn't it look like that was a heat check?
It looked like Jordan Poole. That's all it looked like to me.
So at the free throw line, Coffey. Jay checks in on email, timroy@warriors.com. He's thankful for our radio broadcasts. Listening loyally since 2010.
Thank you.
Appreciate that, Jay. Happy Thanksgiving. Alex on his recliner next to the fireplace. Thankful to be getting over the mother of all head colds. Glad you're trending in the right direction. Second free throw missed. Draymond the rebound. Warriors on the attack. Poole right sideline. Screen by Lamb. Pick and roll. Lamb doubled out to Wiggins. Same spot, same shot. And a different result as it goes off the rim and Powell pulls down the rebound. 40-32 Golden State. 8:55 to go before half. Powell drives in. Kicked it out to Coffey. Coffey with a jump pass to Wall. Wall drives on Lamb. Throws it to the wing to Batum. Batum, baseline, contested over Wiggins. No good. Lamb, defensive rebound. Finds Poole, middle of the floor. Poole, crossover dribble, gets by Powell, up and high off the window. It's up and in. Timeout, Clippers. Jordan Poole gets his first bucket, and it was a classic Poole drive right there. 42-32 Warriors. The defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, 42-32 is our score. Warriors lead by 10. Don't forget the Warriors have the Utah Jazz coming to town on Friday as they celebrate the back end of the Thanksgiving holiday. Warriors take on the Jazz, presented by NBC Sports Bay Area. Get your tickets at warriors.com or call 888-GSW-HOOP. It's going to be a good one. Jazz, one of the great surprises in the NBA.
Yeah, and how different are they going to look?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just your stars are gone, your coach is gone.
And they've got just about every draft pick this side of Oklahoma City.
Yeah, they do, and New Orleans.
Bad pass by Jackson, who then throws DiVincenzo down, trying to get the deflection. As Draymond got a hand on it, DiVincenzo might be hurt. Reggie Jackson kind of helps him up. DiVincenzo still shaking up a little bit. And they're going to call it a loose ball foul. Draymond wanted a review. He will not get that. So 42-32. It's a third foul on Jackson. DiVincenzo, Leon Wood, the umpire tonight. Gives DiVincenzo an extra second. Now we're underway. Poole to Lamb to Draymond. Up top. Poole with a back cut. Ball in the corner against his own defense. Fires away, no good. And the rebound deflected by Wiggins. He couldn't control it. And Powell circles back to get it for the Clippers. Bouncing with the dribble. Powell, crossover. spins on Lamb. Nowhere to go. Locked up by Lamb. Nice job. The crowd appreciates that. Here's Coffey off a screen. Up top, Covington. Covington, one dribble, handoff to Powell. Draymond will get him. The top of the key jumper, short, rebound deflected. DiVincenzo takes it away. Sends Poole on a flyer, gives the ball to Lamb. Lamb goes downstairs to the box. DiVincenzo cuts through. Ball thrown up top to Poole. Poole waits for Draymond. He flashes through in the screen. Lamb gets it, handoff Wiggins. Good defense by the Clippers so far. Shot clock at five. Poole with a catch and shoot. It's up, no good, but he got clipped in the air by Coffey. It's going to be a foul, and Poole goes to the free throw line. Second foul on Amir Coffey. No relation to Amir Johnson.
What about Coffey Black?
Okay. Usually a little bit of sweetener. I like it that way. Now we get a timeout. Clippers, are they going to challenge? Do we have a green light? I don't see the green light. We'll have to wait and see. But it's an odd time for a timeout with 7:26 to go, and the score is still reading 42-32.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
He's called a timeout to initiate the coach's challenge on the foul.
Green light is on at Chase Center on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Challenge was unsuccessful. It was a foul on Coffey, so the Clippers are down to three timeouts left for the entire game. So that could come into play if this game is close in the second half. By the way, the call and review brought to you by RingCentral, official enterprise cloud communications partner of the Warriors. RingCentral, message, video, phone together. Poole gets three free throws as a result.
Good to see him at the line. Good to see Klay Thompson at the line. And it's not like they've gone to the line a lot other than those two. In fact, they're the only two that have been to the free throw line. Jordan makes one of his first two.
Gets one more.
But even more important, the Clippers have only been six times.
The Warriors desperately trying to cut down on their fouling. Free throws are good. Warriors have their largest lead, 44-32. 7:20 to go, second quarter. DiVincenzo calling out, looking for Powell, who circles left wing against the zone. Jackson gets it one-on-one. Steps in, traveled, goes up, and the shot's up and good. How did they miss that? He jumped up and down.
I'm going to just move on.
Poole.
My blood pressure's in a good spot right now.
DiVincenzo to Draymond. Where's the gather? Poole stops, comes middle, floats it up over Zubac, no good. Rebound deflected out by DiVincenzo, but it goes to the Clippers. Boy, DiVincenzo's been battling out there tonight. Covington to Powell. Powell on the far side, gets a screen. Hesitation dribble, gliding to the rim, top of the key to the rim, and a straight line drive, and the Warriors a victim of that. So back-to-back buckets for the Clippers. The lead down to eight. Poole, step back, jumper over Zubac is up and good.
That's one you better make.
Yeah.
Because that's not an easy shot, and especially after they've scored a couple buckets in a row.
And it's early in the shot clock.
Yep.
Covington to Jackson. Jackson buries a three straight on. Far sideline, DiVincenzo. Jackson now with nine. Draymond, handoff Poole. Gets off the screen, 17-footer, off the rim, no good. Jackson got tied up with Draymond and does a face plant in the backcourt, now slowly getting up and back into the play.
Did a Ric Flair flop.
Coffey to Zubac, out to Jackson. Shot clock at nine. Fakes, throws the ball cross court, picked up there by Covington. Left sideline to Powell. Powell puts up a jumper over Klay. That won't go. And Lamb has the defensive rebound. Draymond brings it up the middle of the floor. Stops the foul line. Veers left. Hand off to Poole. Illegal screen on Draymond.
You see that one coming a mile away. I think he was looking at Jordan like, are you going to run with me?
Yeah.
Let's go. I mean, Draymond pushed it up. There was nobody to pass it to. So he kind of just waited for Jordan to come up the court, tried to give it to him and set a screen. As the Warriors get a delay game.
Poole was taking extra shots. And then didn't retrieve the ball.
I don't think you can do that.
No. Kaiser Permanente scoreboard. Brooklyn knocked off Toronto 112-98. That was in Toronto. The Grey Cup was in the house tonight.
Really? So I don't even know who won this year.
The Argos, the Double Blue.
The Ben Afflecks.
The Ben Afflecks.
The Argos. Anyway, yes, moving on.
There, okay.
Thank you.
Jackson takes a handoff, carries it, no call. Double clutch, gets it over to Morris for three on the wing. It's up, no good. Rebound goes to Poole. Poole ahead to Curry. Curry downstairs to Lamb, who gets a dunk as a result. The Warriors moving the ball quickly via the pass, and they lead 48-39.
A couple times they've got the Clippers napping in transition.
Wall to Morris, back to Wall. Wall off the screen, stumbles, and a foul is going to be called on Lamb. He just got their feet tangled. And those are the ones that add up to you. You know, the ones that they don't affect the play and could very easily could have survived without that.
Well, you look at the last two names, you knew who was going to get the benefit of that doubt.
Right. Wall on the inbounds. Downstairs to Morris, turns and faces on Lamb. He'll drive on him, goes left with a layup, no good, and Lamb called for another foul. And this will put Morris on the free throw line.
I'm lucky that wasn't an and one. Yeah, he beat him to the baseline, and once he had him on the high side, that was going to be either a bucket or a foul. And it's a good thing it wasn't both, as he misses the reverse layup.
Well, HP listening to a cigarette box size radio in North Beach. No, they don't have a TV, so they're thankful for our broadcast, and we appreciate you that you're listening. That's on Twitter at Warriors Vox, Warriors VOX, and you can hit us up there with our Twitter question, where and how you're listening, and what are you thankful for as we head to the holiday? Gloria checks in. In Vallejo, she likes that we make her laugh when she needs it, which is, we're here to serve.
Appreciate that.
48-41. Warriors up seven. Poole off the screen.
Carry.
And a carry.
Carrying violation on Jordan Poole.
So now, all of a sudden, this Warrior attack is becoming unraveled here.
It's like the offense isn't working right now because they're not letting the offense work for them. There's a lot of pounding the ball and trying to do something early in the shot clock without exploring sides of the court, like moving it side to side.
Zubats and Wall exchange. Wall goes up and got run over by Poole, and a silly foul from behind. And the Warriors now have put the Clippers in the bonus for the final 4:36 of the half.
I may be off a little on this, but I think that's three fouls in about the last 24 seconds.
The last three possessions.
Yeah, and they had two in one possession. I think I looked up, it was two fouls with 5 minutes to go, and now it's five fouls with 4:36 to go.
And so the Warriors continue to be their own worst enemy at times as Wall hits the first free throw.
Number 22, Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins comes in. Klay Thompson is out there with Lamb, now Looney and Curry. Steve Kerr again experimenting with combinations now. Trying to get the right ones to work. John Wall has played 40 games in the three previous years. It's the free throw to make it 48-43. Warriors up by five. Curry has had a quiet first half for Curry standards. Hook pass to Lamb. Lamb one dribble. Looks for a cutter. None forthcoming. Now gets it to Wiggins. He'll drive to the paint. Euro steps up. Banked it home. Right over the top that time.
That was a nice shot. Nice finish under duress.
Wall comes down the near sideline. Morris gets it over to Jackson. Jackson dribbles, step back, almost traveled, got it to Wiggins. Wiggins steals it, down the lane, goes up, got bumped, it's good, and a foul. Well, that wasn't your normal everyday NBA play.
It was not. It was one on three. He took on all comers. Kept the ball high so it wouldn't get stripped. And then got hit and finished softly.
First and one of the game. Lamb will come out and Draymond Green comes in. And Curry comes over to talk a little strategy with Draymond. And Wiggins trying to finish off the three-point play. 52-43 Warriors. Golden State would like to get to 500 this week if they can. And Wiggins with a conversion. Another double-digit lead. Wiggins with a 10-point quarter, 12-point half. 53-43. Jackson stops, feeds Wall. Above the break on the right side. Back to Jackson, middle of the floor. Pump fake on Looney. Holds him off. Drives down the lane. A little jump into a little flick of the wrist with the right hand. No good. Ball fought for off the glass, and Wiggins comes up with it. Good job by Wiggins. Draymond to Curry. Curry puts on the dribbling expose. Gets a screen. Now drives by Morris. Bounce pass to Looney for the dunk inside. Curry facilitating.
Beat his man off the dribble, looking at the second level of the defense. He was trying to draw Zubats the entire way. When he did, bounce pass to Looney, easy layup.
John Wall on top of the Warriors logo, 3:10 to go in the half. Step back off the dribble jumper. That was so weak by John Wall.
That was Washington Wizards John Wall right there.
Absolutely. Curry. Being pestered in the backcourt by Terrence Mann. Over the shoulder flick to Draymond. A beautiful pass for an easy lay-in. Just released after the screen. Nobody came with him. And Curry spotted him. 9-2 Warriors push. Wall. Bounce pass to Jackson. He'll hoist up a three. Front rim, no good. Mann gets it. Knocked away by Looney. Picked up by Curry. Curry in transition. Waits. Hand off to Thompson. Thompson to Draymond. Curry, backdoor, beautiful pass. Draymond, reverse layup. It's good! No foul call. Curry looking for the and one. But it's 59-45.
Killing him on the cuts. Just wearing him out.
Wall down the near side. 32 points in the paint. Wall stripped by Klay Thompson. That's going to be a foul. And John Wall will head back to the stripe.
And the Clippers are trying to be aggressive, getting out, taking away some of the passing lanes. And the Warriors, as soon as they see the back of their heads, are doing a nice job of cutting. And then the passer, nice job of keeping your heads up, recognizing the cut, and then giving it to them on time. And I tell you what, Warriors have done a nice job. Maybe it's some of them, some of the Clippers. But Zubats has not made an impact on this game at all.
And usually, Zubats is a guy that gives the Warriors some problems.
Yes, he does.
And he's coming out. Zubats, who's averaging a career-high 11 rebounds a night. Jackson's on the bench as well for the Clippers. So Coffey comes back in. Clippers with only about 9 available bodies tonight. 59-46 as Wall makes one of two. Curry with the handle. Hand check by Morris. Backs him up. Goes behind the back, down the lane, handoff to the cutting. Draymond Green over the top of Mann with a driving layup. And again, another cut by Golden State.
I mean, just dicing them up.
61-46 Warriors. Morris, slow motion move to the paint, spins, little fadeaway, off the rim, no good. Looney captured the rebound, got it to Curry in transition. Curry now waiting. Draymond late arriving. Flashes through, gets the catch, rotates to Wiggins. Three ball, left wing, around and down for Wiggins as it spun around the cylinder and then dropped through. Wiggins now with 15. He's tied Klay Thompson for the club lead in points. And it's an 18-point lead just like that. 64-46. Wall, topside. Head fake, dribble drive, inside hand, knocked away by Looney, but it deflected off the shin of Curry, and it's out of bounds.
I don't know that it's their best quarter of basketball offensively this year. I don't know that it's not. They've done it inside. They've done it outside. The cutting has been just sublime. This is what Warrior basketball looks like when they're rolling.
Clippers have it, attacking the basket to our right. Powell, pass deflected over to Coffey, but the shot clock buzzer went off. The Warriors doubled Powell, and he had to make a pass instead of a shot. And it's a turnover on the LAC. And the Warriors will walk it up. 55 seconds to go before halftime. Busy night of NBA basketball. R.C. Davis has all of that for you coming up in just a few. Curry working on Morris. Ball knocked away from behind as he tried to make a move by Morris. And it goes out of bounds, baseline left. Warriors with a play call. Near side of the basket to our left. Curry looking for Wiggins. They cut that off. It goes outside to Thompson. Catch and shoot three. No good. Rebound deflected off the hand of Looney and off the hand of Morris. And Golden State gets a fresh 14. And Looney with just a little bit of hustle, like we were talking about before, Tom, yep, gives the Warriors an extra possession.
And they should be able to work this right down to about that sweet spot of 30 to 34 to get that 2-for-1.
Draymond Green takes the inbounds on the left wing, calls up Curry. Curry goes to work, dribbles, six on the clock, takes a three. It's no good, and Morris with a rebound. Ahead to Wall. Wall now. Crossover dribble, drives by Looney, and dribbles the ball right out of bounds. Stayed with the play. It goes out of bounds. Now the Warriors get it with 25.1 to go before halftime.
Looney coming out, Poole going in, and go with their offensive unit.
Jordan Poole watching as Curry gets the inbounds, and Curry will bring it up. Golden State will spread the floor. Draymond, far sideline. Curry dribbles in, goes in, and gets a layup. They didn't stop him with 14.8 to go before halftime, and the Warriors are up by 20. 66-46, Wall takes it across the midcourt stripe. Down to 5 seconds. Waiting, left side, drives on Thompson. Goes up with a runner, no good. Draymond with a rebound, but a foul call. Trey Maddox spotted a foul, and it's on Wiggins. Jamal Malalea asked Wiggins, did you foul? And Wiggins said, yeah, I did.
Okay, then.
Yeah. So 1 second remaining before halftime. And John Wall will take free throws number 7 and 8 of the half for him.
And I'm not saying Steph should have passed up that layup because it was a wide open layup. But this is why you don't even initiate that.
Right.
Because now, well, now the best they could do is be -1. The Clippers could be -1. But if they come down, hit a three, you've lost a point there when they didn't even need to get up a shot or get fouled. It's hard to pass that up, but that's why you don't try to initiate that move until a little later in the clock.
Ball hits the second, missed the first. Ball thrown into Curry. Curry from three-quarter court. Can't get it off in time. And halftime will find Golden State with a 19-point lead. They open the game with an 18-4 run. And now they, again, take that 19-point lead to the break. Wiggins with 15, Klay Thompson with 15. 66-47 at halftime. R.C. Davis up now with everything around the association on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines.
Tis the season to celebrate the Warriors with the new Holiday Hoops mini plans. First 100 buyers will receive a $100 DoorDash gift card. 1-8 GSW Hoop. Tim, Tom.
Well, getting set for what should be an interesting second half. Warriors leading by 19 here against a Clipper squad that has a bunch of injuries. So, see if Golden State can finish this off without a Clipper comeback. That would be nice.
Well, if they continue to cut off the paint like they did in the second quarter, it was only 18-12 Warriors point paints in the first quarter. It was 18-6 Warriors point paints in the second quarter.
Jumper left side against a zone defense is knocked down by Terrence Mann to open the second half. It's 66-50, just like that. Curry to walk it up to the far hash mark, handoff Draymond. Klay Thompson with the catch. He'll fire a three. That's a front rim miss. Wiggins offensive rebound. Back to Draymond, who dropped it back court, and it's a turnover.
Between the wickets.
A five hole.
Couldn't corral it. And those are the type of threes that, I mean, obviously you'd like to be a little closer on, but you'll take those where you just pass it around the perimeter and you launch a three. The ones that really hurt you, or again, keep repeating myself, but the ones where they get to the paint first and then kick it out.
Reggie Jackson off a screen. Lob for Zubac. The catch and the dunk for Zubac. Back-to-back buckets for the Clippers and open the second half. Just the Warriors don't seem to have the bounce they had to start the game. Here's Looney inside, turns, locates Draymond. Draymond takes a baseline, finds Looney at the foul line. The jumper there is good.
He's good for one of those a week.
I think they should. He should take more of those.
I agree with you.
You know, be more of a threat. Zubats. Pretty soon will be ISO Louie. Now a whistle, we get a foul.
Oh, delayed.
Yeah. Louie gets called for the foul.
I think Looney's mind is so kind of hyper-focused on setting screens, cutting, and getting the offensive glass. He doesn't think about shooting.
Amir Coffey thinks about shooting. Top of the key, three doesn't go. Zubats goes up and hit the underside of the rim, and the rebound to Draymond. That was weird. Wiggins to Draymond on the break. Finds Looney running the floor. He reaches up, trying to get the lay-in, and Zubats will be called for a foul. And he wants a foul call from the other end. So Zubats.
Run the court, you get rewarded. You get rewarded when you run the court, you keep running the court.
Free throw by Looney is no good. Got quiet here. At Chase Center. Don't forget our Twitter question, where and how you listening, and what are you thankful for as we head to the holiday? Marion says, doesn't know what the Twitter question is, but she's directly across from us here at Chase Center.
Fantastic.
And she did mention the sponsor. It's the DoorDash broadcast booth. Nicely done. Here's Morris. Dribble drive. The runner off the glass. No good. Tipped away by Draymond. Loose ball to Coffey. Coffey left baseline. Above the break, Jackson shows the ball. Doesn't shoot it. Shows the ball again. Off a screen. Throws over to the wing. The jumper by Mann from 25 is good. His second three of the second half. And the Warrior lead, which was 20, is down to 14. Wiggins drives in. Goes up over Zubats. Blocked out of bounds. Zubats got whacked in the ear on the drive. Protected the cup. Ball thrown into Klay Thompson. Thompson dribbles to Looney. Looney turns and faces the bucket. Now finds Draymond above the break left side. The three is good. Draymond took his time with a release at 72-55 Warriors.
Now, every once in a while, if you dare him to shoot it and no one's moving, he'll let that thing go.
Man. To Zubats. Zubats picks up the dribble, gets it up top. Coffey. Coffey looks, drives, goes reverse, no good. A whistle, another foul. It's going to be on Looney. That's going to be his fourth. So Looney picks up his fourth foul. That's not good.
If those pants that I used to own a bunch of,
The
Zubazes, if they ever come back, Zubats has to be a spokesman. Zubats for Zubats.
I don't remember those.
You don't remember those?
No.
The ones with like the stripes? They're like the long pants, like weightlifting kind of balloon pants.
Yeah.
They had stripes on them, okay. And all the NFL teams had them. And like the Niners would be like white and red, and then the Raiders would be silver and black. Yeah, oh man, I had about 10 pair of those things. My wife hated them. She's like, can't you just wear jeans like everybody else? She still says that.
Well, the free throws make it 72-57. Zubats was a really great pickup by the Clippers a few years ago from the Lakers, by the way. Klay Thompson got it to Wiggins, to Curry, to Draymond, back to Klay. Right corner, three. No, tip, no good. Tip nice. Second time. Jermichael Green, who's just checked in for Kevon Looney, makes it 74-57. Jackson, right sideline, takes a shot, no good, off the back plate. Draymond rebound over to Klay. Puts on the brakes in the front court. The three is short, and the rebound comes out top. Mann looking to go. Hands off backward to Zubats. Slow motion move to the rim, and he scores with the left hand.
That was odd looking. Steve did not like that shot.
Nope. 74-59. Warriors up 15. 8:44 to go third. We'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. The Warriors general manager Bob Myers on our flagship station earlier this week says they're still searching for answers and consistency.
I see a lot of teams that we've played that I don't know in my position, I don't know that we're worse than, but we've lost. So it doesn't matter what I think. Your record is your record, like a lot of people like to say. But as far as having a clear idea of it, I would say I don't have a clear idea of it. And I don't know that Steve would say the same thing or our players. Time still has to play out. It doesn't mean we're enjoying struggling in the early part of the season. Nobody likes that. But I think as far as giving you anything concise and clear, it's just hard to say right now.
That's Bob Myers.
Well, I think what he was saying was kind of the same thing I was saying before the game. There's a lot of teams that we don't really know who they are yet. Maybe an inordinate amount of teams that we don't really know who they are yet.
Warriors with the ball. They're going left to right on your radio dial. Klay Thompson doubled to Michael Green.
Ooh,
interior pass
nice.
To Draymond almost Green. Nice. And it goes out of bounds.
So close to being nice. Like 70% nice and 30% not nice.
Doesn't matter.
You know what that gets you? A turnover.
A turnover.
What it gets you.
Yes.
It was nice. See, oh, that's no.
It's like a golf shot. Oh, looked great coming off the club.
Felt good.
Yeah, but it's in the water. Yeah. Man goes up over Jamichael Green, banked it in low right. And again, the Warriors without a backup five per se. Getting victimized there. Curry dribbles. James Wiseman, of course, with Santa Cruz right now. Curry, a little bank shot left side. That's like a layup for him.
Yeah, well, Zubac just backed off of him. And you're talking about the best shooter in the game. 10-foot bank shot. That's easy money.
76-61. Jackson goes up inside hand. Got by Wiggins and scored.
Back to getting points in the paint this quarter.
Yep. 38-26 favoring the Warriors in that category for the game. A lot of work to do for the Warriors. Curry takes a three. It's up and no good. And the rebound to Zubats. 13-point lead right now. Jackson gets it over on the right wing. Coffee
nice
to a cutting
cut.
Man. Ooh. Who cuts baseline and jammed it down. Steve Kerr calls another timeout. With 7:25 remaining in the third. And don't look now. It's an 11-point lead for Golden State. Terrence Mann with a 10-point third quarter. On the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, Steve Kerr, the couple of quick timeouts here trying to stem the tide. Clippers are right back in it. 76-65 Warriors. Personal note time, this is my 10th game in the last 13 days in 7 different cities.
Man, seems like you've done that a lot this year. You've had a lot of those runs.
A lot of those runs. Oh, the red eye from after doing the big game last weekend. Let me tell you about that. Oh, my goodness.
Well, if anybody deserves to have a nice day of relaxation tomorrow, that's you, my friend.
Can I tape that and have you? I can play that at home for
nope, not at all.
The family.
I'm not getting in that.
Wiggins right corner from Curry off of penetration. Three ball for Wiggins. That's 79-65. Warriors get a bucket right out of the timeout. 7 minutes to go in the third. Zubac pressured by Draymond. Looped it ahead for Jackson, and we get a foul call by Mark Davis. This will go against Draymond.
A little aggressive.
Yep. Draymond has always been really good at playing up. By that, I mean he plays bigger guys. Jackson circles up top, receives the inbounds pass. Top of the key, holds the ball in one hand. Gets a screen by Morris. Drives on Jamichael Green. Cut off with good defensive help by Draymond. Low bounce pass up top to Morris. 2 seconds, 1 second. Contested three on the way. Banked it in. Oh, my goodness.
You just take it out and get the ball back up the court.
Curry to Wiggins to Jamichael Green. Jamichael Green back to the basket up top to Draymond. Now to Thompson. Ball knocked away. Loose ball deflected. Picked up by Jackson. 2-on-1. Lob for Mann. And stolen by Clay. He threw it right to Clay. Here comes Draymond. In the corner. Jamichael Green lets fly. Three ball. Ooh, no good.
That would have been a nice one to stick in. That would have been a 5-point turnaround right there.
Coffee hands off to Jackson per the instruction from Tyronn Lue at midcourt. Off the screen. Jackson gets Jamichael Green. Now Morris again working on Wiggins. Good matchup. Left-hand dribble. Stops in the paint. Spins. Reverse. Little fadeaway. Air ball. Rebound. Jamichael Green.
That's tremendous D by Wiggins.
Outstanding. Here comes Draymond in the front court. Bounce pass to Wiggins, who slips the pick again and gets another dunk. 81-68. Second time that's happened in the game tonight. Jackson to the far sideline. Casually comes middle, guarded by Curry. Pushes off, then picks up his dribble. Gets it over to Mann. Mann back out to Jackson. Through a Zubat screen. Now comes left off the screen. Steps around Draymond, misses the layup. Curry, defensive rebound. Curry leads the break the other way. Curry stops, finds Wiggins. Wiggins holds it and then shoots it and hits it. It's a three above the break on the left side. Tyronn Lue calls a timeout, and the Warriors are back up by 16, 84-68. We'll keep it here at Chase Center. As the Warriors, a lot of this season is going to be coaching up young players. Here's the head coach, Steve Kerr.
The idea is that you want to give your guys confidence and reality at the same time. And when you're talking to guys with so little experience, it's really important to tell the truth. I watched Steph and Draymond and Clay and Andre play, you know, years and years of college basketball, and I watched them in their early stages of their NBA careers, struggle to find the groove and find the way that they could best impact the game. So these guys, these guys are Hall of Famers, and they didn't like just figure this out in, a couple of months. It takes years.
Takes a lot of time. 18,064 tonight, 439th consecutive sellout. Warriors leading by 16 to the moment. And it's 84-68. So I took this red eye, right?
Yep.
And I won't mention the airline. It wasn't their fault. But anyway, so yeah. I'm sitting there. I just fall asleep, right? I'm just getting, into airplane sleep mode. And I feel something, like, moving around my feet. And I look down, and somebody's cat is walking through the airplane. And I thought, maybe I dreamed it, right? I was thinking, about a minute later, you kind of got, nope. Here comes the flight attendant with a flashlight down the...
That's amazing. Did you have fish in your socks?
I expected to wake up, have this guy sitting next to me with a chicken in his lap or something. I don't know. It's just lob pass at the other end for the Clippers, and we get a foul. Moses Brown making his first appearance.
That had to scare you a little bit, didn't it?
Oh, it did. Yeah, it woke me right out of sleep.
I mean, gee, did you get back to sleep?
A little bit.
Yeah. A little bit? Okay. Yeah.
And then, of course, when I get to the hotel in Houston, there were two little kids in the next room.
Of course there were.
And invariably, it's the boss running the Brown, the foul call. You hear that little, like, that they're playing. You can hear them play, and you hear that whoop. And then there's that one-second pause.
Yeah. Probably brothers.
Yeah. It sounded like.
Oh, man. Just, I don't think I've ever seen a cat loose in the plane.
Oh, it was. I couldn't believe it.
You should have stood up and said, "I'm tired of these mother bleeping cats on this mother plane."
Oh,
you Samuel L. Jackson,
exactly. Jamichael Green fouled Morris, and Morris to the free throw line. Warriors have already reached the limit, so Morris misses the first. He will get another. That's on its way. It's good. Part of the Morris twins who played at Kansas. 84-69 now. Warriors leading with 5 minutes to go. Third quarter. Curry off a pick. Chased by Wall. Pulls up from 17. Front rim. Glass no good. Mann defensive rebound. Finds Wall. Off a screen by Brown. Skip pass over the corner. Coffey run off the line by Wiggins. But he pulls up for a baseline jumper. And he knocks that down. Again, the Golden State lead back down to 13. Draymond Green stops. The ball goes to Poole up top. Drives by Morris. Brings it out to the wing. Guarded by Brown. Now he gets doubled. Back to Draymond. Up top to Wiggins. Right side to Curry. Penetrates to Wiggins. Above the break. Three. Back iron miss. A long rebound to Wall. Clippers have numbers if they hurry. Wall goes to Coffey in the corner. Fakes. Dribble drive of Jermichael Green. Throws it outside to Morris. Morris with 15 to shoot. Throws it to Wall. Wall back to Morris because he's being guarded by Curry. He wants the matchup. Turns and faces. Jab step with his triple threat. Pulls up for the jumper off the dribble and buried it. That was a very veteran NBA-like move there.
And it's amazing. I would have never guessed when I saw him and his brother play at Kansas, they'd end up being perimeter guys.
Yeah. Yeah, you can tell. He's done a nice job working on his shot over the years. Jermichael Green open for a three look. That's nice. Good. Jermichael Green playing against one of his former teams. It's 87-73. Warriors lead by 14. Wall, crossover dribble into a double team. Got fouled, no call. Ball comes up top to Morris. Over on the far wing to Coffey. Coffey off the screen. We get a whistle. It's going to be a hold. Or a push. Jermichael Green called the foul. 17-9 the foul calls tonight against Golden State. By the way, Wiggins now with 23. That's his third straight 20-point game.
And efficient 20 points, 23 on 15 shots. Boy, Moses Brown just, he looks like he's about 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
I mean, he has got some length.
7'2" officially. Free throw is off to the right. DiVincenzo comes in. Kuminga comes in.
6-for-12 from the free throw line this year. So anytime he gets the ball near the bucket instead of a dunk, and go ahead and foul him, put him on the line.
Undrafted in 2019. Second free throw no good, but tipped in by Morris. Kuminga didn't box him out.
No, he just, too much strength, just pushed him under, and Kuminga didn't give the effort.
Poole off the screen. Three ball, straight up, no good. Ball tipped. It's going out of bounds. Morris will throw it to the wing. Good save. Got it now over to Mann. Mann leaves it on the deck for Wall. Morris catches. Working on Poole with the dribble. Shot clock at 10. Takes him below the elbow to the bucket. Layup good and a foul. And the Clippers are back in business again.
Yeah, I don't know if Jordan thought that Steph was going to stay there, because Steph was in good help position. And then once Steph Curry cleared, I think Powell went baseline. And then he went with him instead of staying there. And I don't know if Poole thought that he was going to stay. He didn't. And then it was just an easy drive to the bucket, and Green was too late getting over.
Lamb comes in for Jermichael Green. He leaves with his third foul. 87-77, 2:56 to go. This game is far from over. And the Clippers with a very good workmanlike game tonight. Again, they know they don't have George or Kawhi Leonard, and so they're playing there with that little extra sense of purpose. A 10-3 run in 2:11, and it's a 9-point lead. The lead down to single digits. Warriors led by 20 at one point. Bad pass by Curry. Right to Morris, who batted it down. Wall in transition. Stumbles, goes up. Rejected by Kuminga. It's out of bounds to the Clippers with 2:40 remaining in the third. Moses Brown, by the way, he averaged 8 points and 9 rebounds for Oklahoma City just a couple of years ago. He's got a little game. Mann, inbound, step back jumper, doesn't go. Kuminga the rebound. Curry takes the handoff, hustles it across the timeline, dribbles in, throws out to Poole, left corner to Lamb. Lamb sets a screen for Curry, left corner, three, good.
That's a nice play.
And that's why Lamb plays. He's figured it out on how to play with Steph Curry.
Yep, absolutely. He could have very easily taken that shot. Takes one dribble in, creates space for Steph, and pays him off.
Morris, pump fake, flyby on a three, takes the shot, no good. Weak side rebound, Curry, but a foul here on Lamb. Trey Maddox blowing the whistle again. Yeah, that screen was right out of the Gary Payton, junior playbook.
And they know Steph's coming.
Yep.
So just, you got to dribble in, though, to create that space, and then Steph fills that space, and you just hand it to him and turn around and set a pick.
Moses Brown misses the free throw. Career, he's just below 60%, 59.9. Mann goes out, Batum goes in. Former Portland Trailblazer. Nicola Batum, the Frenchman. Second free throw, short. Lamb one hands the rebound, outlet to Curry. Curry surveys, waits for Lamb, screen set, comes middle, Curry for three, got it! So Lamb with two screen assists for two Curry threes. The lead is 15. Now drive, whistle, and a foul. Kuminga took the bait and commits the foul. That's going to put Powell to the free throw line.
Well, how many times has Steph Curry done that over the course of his career? So he's a big guy who is reluctant to come out and just has the center come set a screen for him. And then he just walks right off of it into a three-point shot, and big guy can't get there.
Powell hits a free throw. Are the Warriors going to stop fouling at some point, Tom?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. No. They don't want you to be happy.
I want you just as miserable as I am. Second free throw for Powell is good. 93-80. Warriors maintaining but not running away with this. Ryan Lue looking on. He's got a lot of help in that coaching staff. Got some really smart guys, including Brian Shaw, Bay Area guy. Curry in the corner to Poole. Now to Lamb. Up top, Kuminga. Banks, dribble drive, and traveled. Jonathan Kuminga. Again, the lack of confidence he has right now in his game. He's not very decisive. 93-80 with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. This is not trending well for the Warriors. Off a screen, Wall stumbles, throws up a wild shot, that goes in. Collided with Lamb and then just threw it up. 93-82 with a minute 15 to go in the quarter. Kuminga to Poole. Poole holds the ball, waits. Now dribbles it to the far side. Screen by Lamb. Poole on the go. Cruising the baseline. Up top, DiVincenzo with the catch. Back to Poole, right wing. Cross court to Kuminga, runs it down. Kuminga fakes, spins, finds Lamb. Top side three with two on the clock. Good!
But that possession was teetering on disaster.
That was a tightrope.
Yeah, it was.
Powell off a screen. Three ball back rim. Curry defensive rebound. Curry now with his fourth rebound. Curry dribbles through traffic, takes the hit. Layup is up, no good. Rebound, Kuminga. Put back, good. Low right. Second time, Kuminga's got a bucket by running the floor tonight.
Right, every time the Clippers get within 9, 10, 11, the Warriors get a couple stops and push it back out to where it is now, 16 points.
Off a screen, Wall has Poole on his hip. Throws the corner, stolen by DiVincenzo. To Poole on the break with 20 seconds. Curry catch and shoot three. No good. Batted out by DiVincenzo. Lamb will hold it. 14 seconds. 1 second differential on the shot clock. Poole will take it right sideline. Kuminga comes up for the screen. Poole gets the screen. Powell gives a little forearm shiver to the neck of Kuminga fighting through the screen. And that's a foul. First foul in the last 2 minutes for the Clips, which is now the shot clock goes off. I don't know if that's such a smart thing to do.
Well, there's only 1 second, so they're going to get the last, well, presumably get the last shot. You never know. Doesn't it seem like teams have regressed in taking the last shot of the quarter?
Absolutely.
It's just like all these years, and like you think evolution would take over in that regard. Maybe not.
5.8. Poole takes the inbounds, drives in, nice. Throws up the shot. Oh. It's on the rim. It doesn't go down. And Morris will heave it three-quarter court off the rim and off the glass. No good. The Warriors get a quick 5 points in the last 56.2 of the quarter. And they lead by 16, 98-82 as we start the fourth quarter of the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Wiggins holds it and then shoots it and hits it. It's a three above the break on the left side. Tyronn Lue calls a timeout, and the Warriors are back up by 16, 84-68.
That's our shot of the game, brought to you by the County of Santa Clara. Book a COVID-19 booster shot now at sccfreevax.org or call 211. Tim, Tom,
RC.
Yes.
Hope the Davises have a fun Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, all the trimmings.
Yeah. And I don't know if you, I guess since you're an Eagles fan, you won't be, I don't know who you'll be rooting for in the Dallas-New York game tomorrow.
It's a good question. Probably just for both of them to get a lot of injuries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. Oh, wow.
It is the season.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's what they say about Philadelphia fans.
That's
you know?
Right.
I can't wait till RC's sitting down to his Thanksgiving meal. Everybody, let's go around the table. What are you thankful for? Well, I'm really thankful for friends and family and this meal, and that Dak Prescott snapped his femur today. That was just an incredible moment. So,
usually our broadcast doesn't go off the rails until after the game is over.
Well, people usually don't say they're just rooting for injuries either during our broadcast.
Man, man. DiVincenzo to Lambda Wiggins. R.C. Davis, as a little leaguer, did not win the Good Sportsmanship Award.
No, he is not a Lady Bing type guy, is he?
No, he is.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, if he was a hockey player, he'd lead his league in penalty minutes.
Oh, no question.
Yeah. Be R.C. slash Davis. Boy, it's off to Draymond, who can't handle it. He turns and kicked it out of bounds.
Oh, God.
Lamb tried to feed him with a bounce pass. Third quarter, 11 free throws for the Clippers in the third. Warriors took two. Nine fouls for the Golden State Warriors in the third.
At least the Clippers didn't make them pay. They're only 6 of 11.
There's Wall penetrating. Cut. Finds the cutter. Nice cut, but a block by Wiggins. Knocked it away. Now bad pass deflected down. Poole gets it by the hash mark. Three. And the long shot goes to John Wall. Now Wall drives in, throws up a bad shot, and it goes off Draymond. And it's out of bounds to the Clippers, baseline left.
I think both teams would like to hit the reset button in the last 40 seconds.
Yep. Now Wall throws it in off the backside of Lamb. It goes to Draymond. And DiVincenzo gets
last 45 seconds.
He tried to throw it in off the can of Lamb. DiVincenzo, a deep three. That spins around, hit the glass, and dropped through.
That was deep.
Wow. Wow. 101 to 82.
Got that zone again working.
By the way, speaking of free throws, tonight the Pacers starting five didn't take a free throw. Batum, left corner three, popped out. Rebound loose, pulled down by Draymond Green.
Zero?
Zero.
Never seen that.
Draymond to Lamb. He gets a layup. Left-hand layup for Lamb. It's 103-82, and Tyronn Lue calls a timeout. 10-0 run for the Warriors going back to the third. 10:41 to go in the game at Golden State up 21 on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, Dubsgiving deals are almost here starting Friday, November 25th. Pay no ticket fees on remaining home games. Chase cardholders get early access plus big discounts on Warriors gear, basketball camps, upcoming Chase Center shows. Go to Warriors.com/Dubsgiving this Friday to save. 103-82, the early timeout by Tyronn Lue. Clippers return Ivica Zubac to the floor to work with Mann, Powell, Coffee and Covington. No Kawhi Leonard or Kennard or Paul George tonight for the Clippers. Mann dribble drive blocked from behind by Poole, and it's out of bounds to the Clippers with 15 to shoot. Going at the basket to our left, the south basket here at Chase.
Now, Tyronn Lue figures they might have one more good run left in them. One more good push, and let's see how they respond the next 3-4 minutes.
Covington, two hands on the pass, throws it to Wiggins, who knocked it down. Intended for Mann. Up ahead, Poole in the corner. Chased down by Mann. Pass to Wiggins, back to Poole. Now guarded by Zubac on a switch. Gets it to Wiggins, downstairs to Draymond. They throw to Wiggins, top of the key. Has time, lets it fly, and just nailed it. Boy, the net hardly moved on that one. Wiggins with another three. He's 5-for-9 from distance tonight. And the Warriors have their largest lead of the game. 106-82. Zubac to Covington. The grizzled veteran has his three pop up straight on. And Lamb with the defensive board. Got it to Wiggins. Over to Draymond. Draymond cross grain on the free throw line. Spins it outside to Wiggins. Chest pass over to Poole at the hash mark. Poole behind the back. Gets to the paint. Comes out to the right wing to Wiggins. Now to Draymond. Back to Poole. Top of the key. Chased by Coffey. Floats it up over Zubac on the rim. Softly done. And he gets the hometown discount. And it drops through. 108-82. Zubac, middle of the zone. Throws it outside. Powell, jump pass over to Covington. One dribble in, throws to Coffey, back to Powell. Contested three left wing. That doesn't go. Lamb the rebound. And the Warriors are trying to make this a fun fourth quarter here. Leading by 26. Poole off a screen. Three ball. No good.
Just can't get the three ball going tonight. 0 for 6.
Powell spins it out to Mann. Mann down the lane. Shoveled off to Zubac.
Maybe.
And a little scoop of the right hand. It's good.
Sorry, I infringed on your territory.
Well, that's one thing the head coach and I have in common. Now a whistle is an offensive foul called on Draymond, who's on the floor, as he set a screen on Coffey.
Offensive foul, Draymond Green.
I was going to say, if this game gets any worse, the Clippers can empty their bench, but all they have is guys that have played.
I know, yeah, exactly, yeah.
They don't have that type of bench.
They'll have to keep playing the same guys.
Yep.
8:40 to go. Warriors up 24. Powell to Covington. Lets it fly. Three ball on the right wing.
Yeah, a little too open for a guy that can shoot it as well as he can.
Yeah. Warriors have to still pay attention to details here. Draymond dribbled it to Poole. He'll fire away. He's still looking for that first three. Tipped out by Lamb, the DiVincenzo. Now back to Poole. And the ball to Draymond. Inside, Poole goes up, got fouled. What do we got here? I think they called an offensive foul on Poole. Covington goes down. He might be hurt. Poole goes up, looking for a shot.
Ooh.
Took the hit.
Knee, elbow maybe? Trying to see. Led with, no, not the knee. Huh.
Oh, when he fell down,
yeah,
his hand kind of swiped up and got him.
Okay.
But I don't think that's a foul. That's just...
It might be just a play on, unless they're saying with the left arm, he cleared him out. I'm not sure exactly what they're saying there, but that's the only offensive foul I could see.
Steve Kerr looking back over to the bench. Kenny Atkinson, who was a coach with the Clippers, talking to Terrence Mann for a moment.
We're utilizing, utilizing this replay to determine if there's a hostile act.
Hostile act. Sponsored by Ring Central, the official enterprise cloud communications partner of the Golden State Warriors.
Officials are taking a look to determine a potential hostile act.
Hostile act.
Oh, I could tell you if I knew what a hostile act was.
Well,
I don't know what the NBA definition of a hostile act is.
I know what the Warriors radio definition is.
You gotta tell me.
It's you know, having RC Davis watch your favorite football team.
Oh, yeah, that's a given. Yeah. We know that. So, yes, it was the right arm that went into his face. And I wouldn't consider that a hostile act now.
I think his right arm went in his face because the way he was bumped and the way he fell.
Yeah, but you know how sports are nowadays. And anything around the head.
This offensive foul as the correct decision. Clippers ball.
So, yeah, I mean, I could go with an offensive foul, not a hostile act, which it wasn't.
Right. So an offensive foul on Poole. Covington went up vertical.
Yep.
And that's why Poole was deemed initiating the contact. So that's a pretty good call there. You can't really argue with that one. So Clippers with it. 8:12 to go. It's 108-87. Again, Warriors have a 21-point lead, but this Clipper team has shown no quit tonight. Off the screen, Poole goes down, and as a result, Powell gets open and buries a three right in front of the Clipper bench. And the Clippers on an 8-0 run have closed it to 18.
Just got to make sure you're getting quality shots.
DiVincenzo way outside, no good. Got his own rebound. Baseline, throws it up top, Poole with a catch. Chest pass to Wiggins. Left side three, got another one. 6 for 10 on the night.
Talk about a guy who just lets the game come to him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who he is. That's his personality. But a lot of players could learn from him.
Here's Covington negotiating. Gets it now to Mann. Mann off balance. Short rebound, DiVincenzo. That's his fifth rebound tonight. Turns, reverse pivot, hand off to Draymond. Flipped it over to Poole. Another three look. That's no good. And the ball caroms out of bounds on the far side.
Well, he's going to get himself going. Whether it takes every shred of orange on that rim or not,
He's going to try to find a way to get himself going.
He is 0-for-8 from 3. Klay Thompson comes back in. Klay hasn't scored since the first quarter.
You know what? But the positive in that is he wasn't chasing shots.
No. Nope.
And that's so good for this team.
Moses Brown, reverse pivot, forced up a shot for Draymond. No good. No good with a tip. No good with another tip. Rebound, Curry. Curry high steps it twice across the timeline. Gets it to Draymond. Backward pass to Curry off a screen. Three ball wide right.
Whoa.
Missed it. Rebounded it. Gets it to Klay. His shot's good from the wing. A three ball for Klay Thompson.
Steph threw it up, hit the backboard, came right back to him. And then he found one of the two guys that are rolling from three, him and Wiggins tonight.
Powell had it stolen away. Wiggins gets a breakaway, goes up and flushed it down with two hands. Clippers call time. It's back up to 26, 116-90 with 6:20 to go in the game. We'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 116-90, 6:20 to go. Warriors hype man Franco Finn has Chase Center in a frenzy here. Clippers with the ball. They're going to go right to left here, finishing off this final half a quarter and 20 seconds. Warriors will be back home on Friday after the holiday. They take on the Utah Jazz. Utah with a loss tonight, which is kind of not been the norm. Off to a great start. On the right wing, Mann for the Clippers gets the ball to Coffey. Now to Powell. Powell drives in, throws out Covington above the break, left side, off the front rim. Looney with the rebound. He's out there with Thompson, Wiggins, Curry, and Kuminga. So Kuminga getting some run here. Looney. Well, Steve's really trying all kinds of different combinations. Curry with a dribble. Backs up and fires away. It's a three balls. He had Covington retreating for just a minute. Nails it. He's got 22.
That's all he needs is that sliver of light.
Powell on the right side. Bounce pass to a cutting. Covington lost it. Brown gets it and dunked it. Moses Brown.
Vicious swap.
Well, UCLA on UCLA there.
Yep.
Looney and Klay Thompson. Handoff from Looney. Gets it right baseline. Kuminga open. Doesn't shoot. Gets it to Looney. Handoff Klay. Ball knocked away. Now Klay had stolen away by Covington, who tried to throw it in, but he was out of bounds. But Warriors are down to 4.5 on the shot clock. 5 minutes to go. Warriors leading 119-92. Ryan Rollins coming in. Moses Moody coming in. Curry and Thompson to sit down.
Replacing Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry.
Young players getting a chance to run. Kuminga trying to attack. Takes a three with a buzzer sounding. No good. And Brown the rebound. Had to force that one up. Final game of the night here in the association. Ball to Powell. Powell knocked it down, maintains the dribble. Takes Moody inside, just uses his body to bump him out of the way. Ball tipped off the miss and rebound deflected to Wiggins. Wiggins to Rollins. Rollins will bring it out to the left wing, calling his own number and misses a three. Wouldn't mind seeing the rookie get the offense start a little bit there.
Yeah, why? Jack up a shot or two.
Brown with a catch inside got fouled by Looney before the shot.
So I think the NBA, I think we would all agree that it's the highest tattoos per capita that the league has ever seen right now, right?
You would think so.
What about headbands? I know Slick Watts is always the guy I think of headbands, but is there the Clippers have three of them on right now. Murray's don't have any. But are there more headbands now than there ever have been in the league?
I think so,
oh,
yeah.
Look at Looney.
Steals a pass from Coffey. Kuminga takes it down the lane, feeds Looney. Pump fake, goes up, got fouled, and scores. Fouls on Brown.
Oh, Looney has a headband. I'm sorry, I wasn't looking. I miss Looney's headband.
So, Looney to the free throw line. Good pump fake. That's what I'm talking about. I think the Warriors need to pump fake more, get fouls, get to the free throw line.
You know how I feel about the pump fake.
Yes.
I love the pump fake and the ball fake. Always.
They should bring in Al Jefferson for a mini camp.
No one could do it like Al. The pump fake that looked nothing like his shot and still worked every time.
It's unbelievable. Free throw is no good. Clippers get the rebound. They're on the attack. Man, skip pass. Deflected out of bounds by Kuminga. Nice job by Jonathan. Here comes Patrick Baldwin Jr., who got his first NBA points the other night in New Orleans. Actually, looked pretty solid. And boy, he's got length.
Yes, he does.
And he gets to guard Moses Brown,
who also has length.
Yeah. Off the screen. Coffee shoots over Kuminga, banked it in, used his momentum. Kuminga slid back just a little bit.
Coffee's been nice tonight.
Yeah, you know what? He's made, you can tell, he's better. He's better than he was maybe a year ago. 121-94. Kuminga, one-on-one on Brown. Just lowers his head, bull rushes the basket, pump fake. Trap gets it over to Baldwin Jr., corner three, no. Brown, defensive rebound.
Yeah, he saw the human eclipse Brown there, and Kuminga's like, nah, I don't think so.
Powell
look
to
out.
Brown, runs into Lamb, and it's a blocking foul on Lamb.
That was a collision waiting to happen.
That was like watching the Adams Family when the uncle was crashing the trains together down in the basement. You know, you knew it was coming.
I haven't thought about that in years. That's funny.
Of course, now they wouldn't do that on a TV show without having, there would be some sort of sponsor on the side of the train, you know.
Tyco?
Yeah, it'd be like Ajax.
Yes.
Acme.
Yeah, Acme. You can see, though, even though the Clippers got run out of the building tonight, you can see if they ever get completely healthy, how this could be a really good team.
This would be, again, I don't think it's a team when they're healthy. I don't think you want to see them in a seven-game series. Baldwin Jr. above the break, right side, hits a three from Rollins.
Well, the thing about it, this team can defend, and their two best players are probably their two best individual defenders.
Coffee, no look pass to Covington. Covington leans in, shot up, no good, and a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Golden State. You know, some teams now, Tom, I know that around the association, have hired former officials to work with their teams, you know, who come in and talk to them every now and then and say, here's how this is being officiated. Here's what you need to think about. Here are the ways you need to be able to accomplish this without a foul, you know. And
Joey Crawford?
No.
Does he tee him up at practice?
No, it is not Joey.
Get out of here.
I'm serious.
I'm at practice. Powell, get out of here.
You're out of your practice. Got it to Brown for a dunk.
You got thrown out of your own practice by Joey Crawford.
There's going to be some people getting thrown out here. Okay, Rollins over to Baldwin Jr. 3-1. No good. Tipped away to Covington. Warriors 124, Clippers 98, 2:27 to go in this one. Coffee backs up, shoots a jumper over Moody. Nothing there. Good offensive rebound by Mann. Back to Amir Coffee. Downstairs for Brown, who goes up and flushes another one down. Moses Brown, nice little pickup by the Clippers. Good backup for them. Lamb will get it. Shoveled over right wing. There's Baldwin Jr. Doesn't shoot it. Puts it on the deck. Lamb comes back. Lamb was a plus 24 before re-entering the game here. Rollins misfires on a jumper. Rebound loose. And it's picked up by Powell. Mann swings the ball right corner to Coffee. Coffee, left-hander, finds a cutting man right down Broadway. That's a dunk, and Warrior defense non-existent there.
I like Terrence Mann.
I do.
He's not a three-point shooter, but he's a cutter. He works hard on defense, play multiple positions for you.
Kuminga calls out for Baldwin Jr. to post up and then just shoots a three.
That's interesting.
No
they go
good.
Post up. Nah.
The rebounded man who travels, no call, and it's an offensive foul as he ran over Lamb. Well, we've had a couple of guys just totally out of control tonight.
Yep. Just barreling down the paint, barreling down the middle of the court, and see what happens. It's like they're playing human snooker.
There, very nice. Very nice.
I don't get to reference snooker very often.
No, I think you referenced Snooki in years gone
no,
by.
No. That is not me.
Pulls up a 15-footer. No good.
Then fighting words. I'll come over there. I'll come over there right now. You're going to have to call HR.
And Brown gets a dunk off penetration by Coffee. And of course, RC would be back there rooting for one of us to get hurt.
Oh, my goodness. Fingers crossed.
Yes. Kuminga with it. Warriors up 20. Final minute of the game. Lamb gets it. Shoveled it up with the right hand. No good. Brown with a rebound. Here comes Norman Powell. Powell gliding down the floor. Gets it to Coffee. Coffee trapped by Kuminga and Lamb. A good wraparound pass to Powell for an open three. And Coffee with a beautiful pass here. 124-107. 40 seconds left. At Golden State will get a much-needed win. The Clippers get a night of recovery for their two stars. Lamb playing point forward here. Hands off to Kuminga. Not afraid to fire. Shots up no good. Rollins gets the rebound. He takes it to the paint. Throws out to Moody. Moody sets up shot beyond the arc. Misses that. Rebound pulled down by Covington. Final 15 seconds. Some have left Chase Center. Most have stayed. Powell with a jumper on the wing. Air ball to rebound Baldwin Jr. He won't even have to get it across half court. And just dribbles out the clock. Warriors get the win. The final 124-107.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.